Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
This is Burke in the Game, an iHeartRadio podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to Burke in the Game. I'm having a very special guest, someone that I think has known me the longest out of all the pro dancers ever on Dancing with the Stars, and who actually got me the job, or who recommended me. I wouldn't say he 100% got it for me. I got it for myself. But he definitely requested that they come in, they meaning the producers, come in and interview me. Mr. Louis Van Amstel. He's a Dutch-American ballroom dance champion, professional dancer and choreographer who appears on the US reality television series Dancing with the Stars. He is the creator of the very popular dance fitness program called La Blast. Van Amstel was cast for season one of Dancing with the Stars in early 2005. I don't know if you guys remember, he danced with Trista Sutter. She was like the very first bachelorette, I think. Anyway, he's now returned to the show for season 31. And I personally love dancing with Louis. He brings out the best in me. He is like my go-to partner. You know how everyone has their go-to partners on Dancing with the Stars? Like Val always dances with Jenna when she's not pregnant, obviously. You had Max and Peeta. You know, you have your person, and Louis is my person. Anyway, he, you know, has partnered with all different types of celebrities. Lisa Rinna was one of them. And this past season, or this season, he partnered with actress Cheryl Ladd, the original Charlie's Angels. What's really cool is that she actually requested Louis, and that was the main reason why he is back. And I hope he stays back. Anyway, Van Amstel, I like to just call him Louis, first name basis only. He is married to longtime boyfriend, or was his boyfriend, Joshua Lancaster, and they both live in Sundance, Utah, and they have two adopted sons, Daniel and Jonathan, that I definitely want to talk about because I have been seriously thinking about adopting, not in the near future, but I would say in a few years from today. Anyway, I'm really excited. Louis and I have so much to catch up on. We still haven't had like a proper dinner because we've only seen each other through rehearsals, and they've been like grueling rehearsals. So I'm very excited just to chat with my longtime friend, dance partner, and family member, Louis Van Amstel. Stay tuned.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Louis Van Amstel, welcome to Burke in the Game. This has been a podcast of getting me back in the game. Since I am newly divorced, I have to eventually, unfortunately, get back into the dating game. And I'm not really looking forward to it, to say the least. But forget about me for now. Welcome home sober, my sober home, which this was not a sober home, but it's a different vibe. What was the feeling when you walked in here for the first time in a while?
Well, first of all, right now it's about, 4:30 p.m. and you have a gorgeous view.
That's all covered.
When I was here last, it was 2 a.m.
And it was still gorgeous views.
Yes, but another kind of view.
Yes, it was anyway, blurry views.
We don't have to go there.
No, we don't.
We had a great time.
But. I don't remember. It's as if it wasn't me. I like to keep it like that.
Oh, gosh.
So Louis and I go back from, was it honestly 13?
You 13, met me? 14. You were dancing with David.
Oh my God. David Bruckner was my very first partner, you guys. So in the competition circuit, you were like an icon, still an icon.
Your words, not mine. I just worked hard at it.
But that's the thing. That is, and it's only, how hard is it to become top six, a professional world-class Latin American champion out of all the couples in the world? That is a huge accomplishment.
Thank you. It is. And if you work hard, it sounds cliche, but things will happen. But it didn't happen over roses.
Or overnight.
It was overnight. Yeah. No, it started at 12, competing for the first time. And then at 15, I had an English partner.
And now then, you're 16.
And I'm 16, yes. And then you go international. No, you've done it for many years. But
the audience hasn't, so tell our listeners.
No, so being in Europe, at 15, I started my international career. My parents luckily allowed me to stop school, and go to England. Luckily, it all worked out.
At 15, you
said? At 15, yes.
So what grade is that?
Well, it works a little different in Europe, but until 16, you have to go to school. But my principal decided to be in on the risk and just said, I'll keep him in school on paper. Fast forward a few years later, 1994, after we became world champion, that same person came to our celebration party, had a little speech, and he said, right now, I feel so much better because the fact that he let me go at 15 and a half, it was half a year. But yeah,
he basically was like, pass.
He actually did a little one of those that, okay, I was part of the world champion in the making. And, but you know what? and this is for many people that listen or watch. If you achieve a goal, a dream, you know what's harder? The day after.
Yeah, when you're like, that's it.
Now what?
Yeah.
It was depressing.
Yeah.
And not everyone will understand that, but if you have a dream and you work towards that dream and now you hear that national anthem, that gold medal is around your shoulders, around your neck, then what?
Yeah.
I did not expect that depressive feeling. But it took a few days.
But
and
that
then,
was at 15, but then you switched.
No. This was now fast forward at 21. It. Then we decided, and this is important, for us, even though becoming a world champion, we didn't feel it was enough. Mm. We wanted to do it again. Because when you are repeat world champion, now no one can take that away from you.
Right.
So now you go back to that world championships. Now the pressure is on. Because now everyone wants to take that title from you.
Of course.
It was even harder emotionally and mentally.
Oh, yeah.
But nevertheless, we did it.
Okay, well, let's have real talk here. Look, I think I don't know how that feels because I was never a world champion. However, I think with any sport, job, pressure, and expectation, there always is the only one way to go. And either that's up or down. It's pretty black or white like that.
Yes.
And then there's, how do I feel? Like, how do you handle the pressure? How did you handle it? Were you, did you guys communicate about it? Did you keep it to yourself? Like, how would you handle the fact that you've already been a champion? Now there's only one way to go.
Yes. Well, repeat. And then from amateur, we decided to turn pro and we did show dance.
Yeah.
And what we didn't expect is that we would become world champion a third year in a row as pros. So that was...
Wait, what is show dance for our listeners?
So show dance is the one part of the ballroom dance competition where you're alone on the floor, you choose the music, and you can do multiple dances within 3 minutes. You can dress however you want.
Like what we do on Dancing with the Stars, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah. But normally the dance competition is that you're on the floor with, well, in the final with six couples, and then you get judged and compared to those other five couples with a number on your back. Show dance, you're alone on the floor. And that's what we love coming from other forms of dance. Mm-hmm. So winning it for the third time. But you know what? I have to go back. I'll do it short.
No, it's okay.
In 1992, Julie and I were dancing 3 years together since 1989. In those 3 years, I went from 0 to 100 miles. Within a year, we were in all the major finals. Within 2 years, we were traveling the world, all major finals, world championships, you name it.
How old were you?
That was 18, 19, and 20.
Got it.
If you get fame so quickly within your own industry, and this is where I think you can identify your early years of Dancing with the Stars, where you come in from nowhere, you win season two, then boom, you win season three. We go on tours, we feel like rock stars. That can go to your head, either in arrogance or emotionally can take you to a place where you go into
hiding.
I am no longer in control over my own body, my decisions, because now everyone wants you. And we had that so early in 1992, it got to me.
In what
I
way?
Said, stop. I can't do this anymore. We were third in the world.
What do you mean it got to you?
It got to me, all the traveling, all the people want something. Well, now you represent your country. Mm. You can't say no. You have to go there. I'm not a political person, never be, never will be. But then they started pulling us. Japan here, China here. It was great on paper, great. And 5-star hotels, you get all that treatment. Mm. And all I wanted to do was go home, be with my friends, mm-hmm. and be an adolescent.
Of course.
And it was kind of taken from me.
Your passion and love?
And I wasn't doing it anymore because I wanted. I was doing it because I was pressured into it.
Well, you feel like a robot.
Yep. And that's how I felt. But I said no.
Good for you.
I did that. Even though they said your career is over. So in 1993, December, I did a few things, went to the academy for a few months. And in 1992, I said, I know what I don't want. I need to figure out what I want. That's important. So 1993, I knew what I wanted. I missed it. I wanted to dance under my control.
Uh-huh.
I say where I want to go and no one can tell us. So Julie and I became a partnership again.
Again.
And then we lost even in our home country to a couple that have never made the final. Anyway,
oh, goodness.
Didn't matter. So we got back December 1993, didn't win the national competition in Holland. 9 months later, we win the world championships. And that's what gave me the confidence. Even now, why I am so about bringing the best out of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, asking you in New York City in 2005, October or November, to say, Cheryl, you need to do Dancing with the Stars. It's a good thing. And
terrifying.
And you did. And I talked with Max and Yelena. They said, no, because they were still competing.
Max Murkowski. I don't know if you remember, I had no identity. I had no opinion. I didn't talk a lot at all. And when I did talk, I had a little tiny English accent. Don't know where that came from. But I always say, and not in a negative way, but the ballroom world is a man's world. It is. In the sense of the way, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just saying in my experience, and everyone's different, I do believe that, you know, for the ballroom, especially Latin, right? The man leads, the woman follows. And even my coaches would always go to my male partner to ask him what he wanted to do as far as choreography goes. I didn't even know what my favorite color was when I did my first interview in New York.
Well, I 100% agree with you. Anyway, I want to say something. If you would have stayed in the ballroom industry, you could have had a phenomenal career. The only downside is, would you have been happy about it?
I actually don't believe that I would have had a phenomenal career, because like you, I didn't believe in the political game. So I never did it for the result. I did it purely based on the pure passion and love of wanting to learn. And I loved what I saw when I would dance. I loved it. I loved the feeling. It was a sense of therapy for me. It was my only way to truly express my authentic self.
Yeah, I agree. I did it between 12 and world championship as a therapy. And now we get to dance on Dancing with the Stars and get that passion back.
One more question before we get there, though. What did you learn about yourself?
It ain't over until I say it's over.
Mm-hmm. And to follow your intuition.
Follow your intuition.
By the way, you haven't aged one freaking year. Like, you look exactly the same. I'm not even kidding.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to like kiss your ass. There's no reason for it. I truly believe that. I don't know. So what is your secret to, other than Le Blast, which we'll talk about, obviously, but is it the genes? Is it because you take, I know you've always been one to take care of
yourself.
No,
I'm very proud of what it is.
Yeah.
There's a few things. When I was in my teens, I said, no, here's what my coach said, Ruud Vermeij. You better do it now, boy, because when you're 26, it's over.
Interesting.
So I always thought, okay, I'm in my 20s. So when I'm 30, I want to be able to be in a better shape than I was in my 20s. When I was 40, the goal was to look better than in my 30s. And whether it's true or not, people can judge all they want. I hold myself to those standards. So the last 10 years, I was looking at, okay, what can I do?
How old are you?
I turned 50 in June. So I'm 50.
You're like J-Lo for the men.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I'll take it.
You really are.
But for me, it's really a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's the lifestyle 100%. Where it is. Do burn the calories, do the weight training, your muscle strength. I love skiing. Skiing is my first passion. That bone density needs to be thick, because when you go on those slopes, I don't want to break a bone, but I also don't want to take away the fun of skiing. Because, of course, as dancers,
you're not going to go on the bunny slope.
We have to, no.
Black diamond.
Anyway, yes, let's be very clear on that one. So it's that, and also work on your mental and emotional health. That's probably the biggest one
that I got
from 1992.
Okay, let's talk detail. How do you work on, for example, your mental health? What do you do for that on a daily? Is it a daily thing or what is it?
Daily.
What is it exactly?
So metaphorically speaking, I do not throw anything under the rug.
You face your feelings.
Face the feelings. It might take a few days, but also with my husband, Josh, especially in the earlier years, we really communicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're dealing with a little bit more complicated feelings, but
that's normal.
We're working through it. But the fact that we're communicating, and myself, also you can do a lot of self-talking. You don't have to say a word, but you can reflect on, hey, do I regret saying this? How could I have done that differently? Put your ego aside. It's not a competition with yourself, with your egotistical self. It is, how can I be better? Mm-hmm. And what can you do for others? That makes you feel good too.
Oh my God. That is everyone, I believe. When everyone's like, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? It's like we sometimes just have to look outside ourselves for a second.
Yep.
And just notice, you know, when I have just the experience, I basically define everything by seasons in my life, because that's all I know for the past 26 seasons. But when I would make Dancing with the Stars about me, and there were times when I did that, and that was after my first two seasons, but I would definitely started, competing, but for the wrong reasons. I started comparing myself, and comparison is the devil. That definitely, it does not do anybody any good to compare, because everybody's different. But when I did do that, that was when I got so in my head that it was about me and outshining everybody. And then that was when I was not as successful. And then when I honestly stopped drinking, and I now meditate twice a day, and I do transcendental meditation, and I'm in consistent therapy. I've a cognitive therapist and a somatic therapist. And when I do the work like that, I start to understand my purpose. And my purpose is not to be self-consumed in that way, to still be selfish in the therapeutic aspect of things, and to really self-love is what I call selfish, you know, in a mm-hmm. good way. But when you start to understand that, you know, why do we do something like this? Why is Dancing with the Stars still on air? It's because we're trying to also put a smile on people's faces when they watch us dance. And when we get so caught up in, this has to be perfect, this has to be this, I need a mirror ball trophy, it actually, for me, from my own experience, it works against you.
You have two. I have zero.
Well, so that doesn't matter. You can have one. Mine's half broken. You know, mine was a lampshade, because that's how old it is. Oh, that's gosh. What they used, a lampshade.
But kidding aside, it's the moment you win something, everyone else wants to take it away. That is competition. Yeah. But in your head, you try to defend rather than, nope, this is just a moment in time. And our job is to help others. And to me, being a parent right now, that has shined so much more light on validating others' feelings. Seeing it from their point of view. And when you do, it makes you feel better about yourself too.
Yeah.
Because you helped someone else.
Yeah. And let's talk about this. I've talked a lot with you about adoption, and I've actually just had a therapy session last week and told my therapist about you and our conversations. And because, you know, I've had a lot of thought about maybe I freeze my eggs, but then I have body dysmorphia as well. And I just don't see myself, especially just as a single woman, going through like the hormones and shooting myself. I don't think I'm fit for it, and I don't want to do it. So therefore, there's other options. And when I was talking to you, there was a sense of ease and peace that went through my body, thinking, oh, phew, you can adopt kids. Like I guess I didn't think about that, because I feel like
500,000 are available as of today.
Right.
It's ridiculous, huh?
Did you always have that, want?
No.
No.
When I still lived in Holland, we're not going into detail, but with my best friend, female, we tried to conceive a child. Yes.
You had sex?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You just said we're not going to go into too much detail.
And boom, and then,
I didn't know you had that experience.
Yes,
I swear I thought.
I did. It didn't work. And thank goodness it didn't work, because six
like,
months
literally?
Later, I moved. When I met Josh and when we became serious.
How did you meet Josh? Josh is Louis's husband. Sorry, we're all over the place,
yes.
But this is
Sorry.
Who we are.
Yes, he's my husband. We met at the Abbey in West Hollywood.
Abbey.
Was it one of our nights there? No,
who
no,
knows?
It wasn't. No,
I don't
it wasn't.
Remember.
It wasn't. Anyway, he's from Austin, so he's Texan, and he was there visiting for 24 hours. We met in that time. Boom, and the rest is history.
Like boom, boom?
No,
boom,
not
boom,
boom,
boom.
For 3 months, it was text messaging and phone calls. That
Got
boom,
it.
Boom was way later.
Was this FaceTime? If it was FaceTime existed
no,
then?
Not no, yet. Not yet. Texting
okay,
and
it,
calling.
Got it.
Anyway, then when we became serious, that's the first thing he said. I want to get married and I want to have children.
Wow.
And I thought, I gave up on the idea of either marriage or kids, because I was kind of in the same spot as you, as in living the Hollywood lifestyle. We had two seasons a year. Then we went on tour.
Right.
I mean, we had the lifestyle.
But you weren't married previously.
No. No, no. I'm talking about before Matt.
Before, yeah.
Anyway, so how are you going to find a soulmate in Hollywood Really?
I don't know.
Everybody's looking for the next best thing. You have it one day and is there something better out there?
Right.
It's no. And I living in Utah now, that is so crystal clear.
Oh, right.
That, it's so hard to find someone.
Yeah.
Anyway, doesn't matter us for another or maybe
no,
later.
No, this is not for another. This is for
now. Okay, we're going to talk about
it. Yeah, let's talk.
So
let's
anyway.
Let's have a real talk here.
We got married in 2017.
Where?
And in
How
Utah at
invited?
Sundance. Oh, you were invited?
I was invited, actually.
Yeah,
I
you
remember.
Were. Oh,
Sorry.
Yeah, you had, I don't know.
Wait, when
what
was this?
Kind of excuse
2017.
You had.
No, this was
January 2017.
I remember.
You know what? In 2014, when we got together, that's when we started talking about having kids.
Got
we
it.
Did discuss surrogate. Mm. But then we decided adoption is best for us and we wanted to adopt older.
What is why? So why would, so I guess just out of curiosity for me, my therapist also mentioned surrogate versus adopting. Now, what does that entail?
You can, whether you adopt a baby or a 10-year-old the way we did, the moment you see that picture on a thumbnail picture on
that's
the website.
Why I won't go on the website yet.
No, do it. I told you. Don't do it.
I will. It's like
don't
a dog. It's not like a dog, but like it will be like my dog. I will literally just want to adopt all of them.
You want to. And you're going to cry. You're going to sob.
Oh,
you're going to.
No.
So when you're ready, that's when you look. And the moment we saw the thumbnails of both of our boys, we started bawling. And we knew. Those are our sons. And we went after them and nothing would stop us.
Was that a different feeling than other people you saw?
Yeah. You just go through.
You just know.
You know. Because we didn't care about the ethnicity. We cared about the age and the number.
Why 10?
Because older kids are most likely to end up on the streets. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I hate to have to say it, but the suicide rate among 18-year-old foster kids is the highest.
Oh, interesting.
And it's sad. Besides that, if you look at Josh's age, 33, I am 50. At the time, I was 30, eight? So
what was he, Josh, 3? I swear that's
he
illegal.
He was 21 when we met.
Got it.
He was legal.
Got it.
Yes. I checked
my
ID.
My math is great. We know this already.
But so we're looking at, a 10-year-old kid, I would have been 38 instead of 48, and he would have been 23.
Mm-hmm.
So we were looking between 5 and 10, post the diapers and the sleepless nights.
Oh, you don't want to change the diaper.
We wanted the end of precognitive.
Got it.
Into, now they can learn things and go travel with us. We love traveling. So, but we ended up seeing those pictures. We fell in love.
Mm.
And so you go to the website. And the thing is, yes, get over that window shopping, how, it's not good. It's sad. And
no, it's not. It's actually, it's you're
easy.
Saving a life.
It's accessible to people. And I don't think they know how accessible it is to adopt in the United States. State adoption is so much cheaper than private adoption.
So I was going to ask you this. With adoption, obviously comes past trauma.
Yes.
But I believe that we're going to deal with it regardless. I don't think anyone can stay away from dealing with any type of trauma,
no.
Even from yourself. There's different levels, mind you. How do you handle it? Are they in therapy? Have they always
been?
They
have therapy every single week.
And also you
I have
well.
A therapist. Yeah. Josh has his own therapist. And there's nothing embarrassing about
no.
it.
No.
I was actually
Absolutely
the last
not.
One to start my therapy.
I believe that.
And
he's European. That's what happens.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So let's take it back. Take it back to the good old days. So what is, I guess, look, we haven't spent too much time together. When we do spend time together, it's learning a routine, or one of 75 we're going to do this season. What is the biggest difference, I guess, that from what you now know of me today versus when you were here last time?
You've definitely gone through your waves.
Oh, yeah.
And we
evolved, as people like to say.
Yes. It's, but I'm still a little concerned.
About what?
And we'll get there. It's, of course, when I remember walking into dancing.
You can't leave me on a cliffhanger, guys.
I will get there. Oh, yes. Do you think this is the first time I've done things like these?
Fine.
Hey, so 2005,
yeah.
Walking into Dance New York, turning around, you were sitting on that corner, and we sat and talked, what, 3-4 minutes about it? And then the next thing, boom, you said, yes, you're on the show.
Yeah.
And then you won season two, won season three. We go on tour. I don't even think the alcohol happened extremely.
No, it didn't happen until I moved here when I was 21.
Yes, but when you have to understand, you're the 21-year-old from New York, not really having a major career yet. You would have, I believe. But then you go the other way, and then boom, you win season one. Boom, you win season two. Well, season two and season three with Emmett and
two.
Drew.
Yeah.
Then we go on our first tour. We all felt like rock stars. 10, 15,000 people, 36 times in a row. We go back on TV. Boom. I mean, it did something to me.
What?
Let alone, well, you know, it makes you feel confident. But it can also do the opposite, because you experienced, after season two winning, season three winning, you experienced what I experienced in 1995, having to defend your title. It's the worst feeling. And then the comparisons start. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm older. I'm going to hire the younger one. Then Julianne Hough
came. And then I drank more. Yeah.
It makes sense. So we had that period of a lot of fun.
Julianne Hough came.
Well, yes.
I love you.
But... And that she did the same thing in season four and season five. And then Derek came. And
the Huffs.
Okay. Yes. And then it's all of you. But also, I'm the one that got you all on the show.
Right.
And I'm 15 years.
Godfather.
Your senior. How do you think that did to me when I was not on season four?
Oh, I know what it did to you.
And season five.
I'll never forget it.
But
you were living with me in the Palazzo.
Oh, my gosh.
And your closet was my cupboards. Because I also was an alcoholic, still am technically, it's a disease, but I was drinking heavily. I was an active one, and I didn't own one hanger. Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh, yes, I do. Moving on.
I was a messy alcoholic.
So
no, this is
then
good. This is great.
I was not on a few seasons, so we've had some dinners here and there, but
we
kind of went
to
our different ways.
Yeah.
Also, I must say, too, I saw it not only happening to you, but also others. I grew up with alcoholic parents, smoking, chain smokers, and I decided it's not for me. I will not do it. So when I saw you go there and others go there, the partying every Monday night,
you hated it.
I went a few times, but I thought it's just not my cup of tea, and I had to protect myself. And
you tried to protect me, but I wouldn't have it.
Well, I have another personal friend, nothing to do with Dancing with the Stars. I did the same. I said, you should stop right now. We should go. No, I'm not going.
But that's the thing. You can't.
I do it once, I do it twice, but then after the third time, I did my part. Mm-hmm. Now it's on you.
Mm-hmm. And eventually, hopefully, they'll get there.
Yes, because here is the difficult thing being on the other side of people that you see are going the wrong way. You have to learn it on your dime. Who am I to take that learning experience away from you? Okay. But also, Cheryl, it's been hard, not just with you, but seeing my own kids sometimes, that you want to step in as that parent or friend, because what of a friend am I? What kind of friend am I to you if I see you fall and I'm not there to
actually
pick you up?
That is a friend.
Yes. But at the same time, okay, you want to go there? You go there. But then when you come, the door will always be open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I've never really spoken these words to you.
No, this is great.
But I've always been there, even with one or two text messages. We had dinner a few years ago at Pump. Oh, there you go. It's
see, been I'm already going crazy.
So there's always been that you're on your own, but at the same time, I'm here when you're ready.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, years go by and you reconnect with. I almost stepped on that plane because I came back from Europe the day of your wedding. I told you that.
No, I know.
That I would have been there to support.
By the way, I wish you still would have been. I don't regret any of it.
No,
you know?
But it's, and then of course you go through divorce and here we are, season 31, which by the way has felt amazing. As a group, I think this is one of the best seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Not about the celebs or anything. It's just,
the heart's back.
There is, yes. And that is all of us. I think we're all
as a
older.
Yeah. It's a different generation, though. We are the oldest. And I think that, but I think what's different, though, like you said to me in by the trailers backstage yesterday, was for the first time, you don't feel the need to keep everything to yourself. Like you want to help, because I wonder is it because you feel the need to pass down your knowledge in a way? I think it is. And also to be of service. Like how... I mean, the feelings, I mean, I get what you're saying, because there's times you're just like, no, I'm not going to help anybody. They wouldn't do that for me. But it just turns into just nasty energy inside your body.
And it makes everyone feel better when they feel heard. Last night it was Jessie. Everyone came up. Oh, great job. And this, and it was heartfelt. She said it. Oh my gosh, you guys make me feel so much better about myself.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, why didn't we do that earlier? But then again, we're all young and competitive.
Why didn't we do what earlier?
Help each other.
Oh,
say it out loud.
Right.
Thinking, oh, you did a great job.
We never did.
Say it. Yeah. And this is one thing I'm going so personal here. In my own therapy sessions, that my husband would say, I don't feel heard. And I heard him, but I didn't say that I heard him. And that's something I then realized, oh gosh, my mother and I, that's my parents. I got that from them. I need to change that. And I've been doing that a few times this week alone.
That's great that you're noticing it.
And
because no one has ever heard it enough.
No.
Especially if it has to do with any type of reassurance or love or just a compliment.
Yeah. We love to criticize.
But think about why do we love to criticize? Because we've been criticized or judged our whole lives. That's all I know. I was just doing another interview prior to this. And all I know is competition and judging and not being the one to judge, though that has happened, obviously, through other ways. Obviously, I'm very judgmental and that's something I'm working on. But like, really... It is not a normal life, the way that we've been raised and in this world of being judged and competing in constant comparison. That don't tell me that anybody, it wears and tears on you, and especially my mental state, because that's what I've been wired to. And also goes back to the way I was raised.
And we are our own worst enemies.
Oh, it's, God. It's, you think I'm mean? To like my partners always say, you're so mean. I said, wait till you hear what I say to myself.
Yeah.
So wait, why are you still worried about me?
Because you keep talking about, I need to go back to the dating scene. Am I ready?
I don't need to.
No, exactly. That's
I
my
love dating
point.
Myself.
But it's.
But you're not worried about like my alcoholic.
No.
Like,
I've been sober
for 4 years.
It's,
just so you
I'm
know.
So proud of that.
Thank you.
I have a close friend here who also is 3-4 years sober. And I only commend you. It's
one day at a time.
Well, that's just as what it is. And the more you look for it, the harder it is. And when that person is ready to walk into your life, they come when you least expect it.
Oh, no. And honestly, I don't even think I'm ready to do. Actually enjoy, like I've always said, there's a difference between being lonely and alone. I'm not lonely. I love being alone. Like that is something new. I honestly look forward to coming home to my dog and us just playing and me chasing her like a crazy person around this couch area. But I also never felt that way before. It was always lonely. And so I would fill the void with being physical with someone else, with dating, with drinking, with partying, with being too exhausted that I would have to be in fight, flight, or freeze.
Literally, fight, flight, or freeze.
Yes. like fighting for my life because it was 7 days a week. And I am no longer wanting that. My goal in life is to find whatever makes me feel at peace and at ease with myself and content. Like I always used to think the roller coaster ride, if you're in a relationship that's just like this, like my mom and stepdad, Bob, for example, I always thought, oh, how boring. No. That is the ultimate goal, is to not have those crazy ups and downs. Mm-hmm. Like that's what causes stress, which causes cancer, which causes a short life. No drama is the goal. And I never understood that till just recently.
Good. Well, I'm glad you joined the bandwagon on that one.
Yeah.
That's why I felt 6 years ago, I had a breakdown in my office on my penthouse condo above Sunset. Sounds all bougie, huh? And it was. It was at a rooftop. You've been there. And I broke down. I didn't even know why.
When was this?
This was 6.5 years ago in 2016. And I just started bawling. And Josh across we were in the office. Our second bedroom was the office. And he was looking at me, what happened to you? I said, I don't know. And then I started reflecting and I realized I wanted to get the f*** out of
LA.
Yeah. And he said, okay, when were you thinking? Next week.
Wait, so what triggered all that emotion? Did something trigger it?
Again.
Or you just had a moment
just
of silence?
Over all the politics or the pressure of
having to
achieve. Yes. Yeah. And that's what I have with the social media thing. And I mean, the pressure on getting more social media followers because otherise you won't be back on TV.
That's not true.
It's
obviously.
Well, no, it's not true. I'm back and I'm the one with the least.
Like when people said that I'm too fat for television. Obviously, that's not true. I'm on TV.
But you always have those people.
Yes.
And it needs to go in one ear, out the other. People have to follow their intuition more. And
what does that mean for people that don't understand that?
Okay. So I use it a lot coaching still.
Okay.
That
you still coach?
Oh, yes.
Couples.
Coach and I really enjoy it.
Not like life coaching, but like
dance
couples.
Dance
but
coaching.
You are a life coach.
But oh my gosh, yes.
You're a mentor.
It's pretty much 60% psychology.
Like what we do
and
here.
Human behavior.
On Dancing with the Stars.
And helping them. And that is such a joy. And it's a job. But I enjoy it. So we oftentimes, and I've believed mental and emotional health when I started La Blast 12 years ago.
Yes.
That was the reason why I wanted to join the fitness industry, to add something that they are missing, the emotional health and wellness, because dance does that. So now suddenly, thank you, Simone Biles, during the Olympic Games, she stepped out. I understood her in a small little way, 1992. I did that. I just didn't do it while I was at the Olympics. I did it during a lesson 2 weeks before Blackpool, which is our open
Olympics.
World championship.
Yeah.
So when she did that, I felt even more confident to talk about intuition, follow your gut.
Wow.
So what is the gut? It's the emotional self, the mental self, and the physical self. If all three are talking to each other in balance, you can say you live life intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
So there are thinkers, feelers, and doers in the world. So you can you have to be honest with yourself. Are you a thinker?
I don't think you're either or.
Well,
I don't think it's black or white.
It isn't. But everyone has all three.
Of course.
And
you just have to want to tune into it.
Yes. So the doers are the athletes, the ones that are
the
physically
CEOs of companies. Yeah.
Physicals. And then you have the people that always overthink. They sit down.
I'm that too.
And cognitive, always
That's
cognitive.
That's why I used to drink.
Rationalize. And then you have the feelers.
Yes.
And really, we're all three.
Yeah.
And we have to develop the two-thirds that we either don't like or we don't want to go. But then again, you can't be intuitive until you face all three.
Right. Do you think that, as in layman terms, like honestly, there is a feeling, you know, when it arises?
Yes.
And because we're dancers, I do believe that we are more in touch with our bodies and have mm-hmm. more body awareness than most, even than some athletes. But because we strive off of this, especially ballroom dancers, do you think that for people like us, we are definitely, we feel, we think, and we overthink, and we also do, right?
It's deep, but that's yeah. part the
no,
part I love.
It's deep.
And yeah. that's what I've been doing with myself for over 25 years, that I feel, why
that's
did
awesome.
I do that?
Yeah.
Why do I do that? And then when you are in balance and you follow that intuition more, mm-hmm. you start making decisions that instantly make you feel better, doors open.
Isn't that the ultimate? Let's talk about La Blas, Louis, because I'm
yes.
so proud of you.
Thank you.
Honestly, I think it is something that you are, of course, in service for other people that want to dance, that don't, may not, maybe too shy, but, you know, you make it attainable. What is the premise of La Blas? How did you come up with it? And what is going on with it currently?
So thank you for asking this question, because I never want to make it about just promoting my company.
I mean,
but the why is important.
Yeah.
So season 7, you had Drew, I had Lisa Rinna.
Season 2.
Then we went on tour, Lisa joined. Then the mm-hmm. second tour, Harry joined as well. And then Lisa said, well, Louis, I blame you for being addicted to dancing. I can go back to the show. I milked it. You need to start a class. I'll promote it. You just do the class. Well, then 3 years later, season 9, I had Kelly Osborne as my partner. And that was such a special journey.
Oh, I love those Osbornes.
Not just, well, you had Jack mm-hmm. a few years later. Mm-hmm. Not just because of the dancing, not just because she was the underdog. Oh,
yes, they're just like being a part of her journey.
Yes.
It really is that.
But it was the effect that that journey had on the people mm-hmm. watching. That gave me the confidence. Mm-hmm. It's only fair that I create something what Kelly enjoyed, what Lisa enjoyed, that you need to bring dance to the public for people that have never danced before.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do to make them happy? Because dancers, how many classes can
First
dancers
of all,
go to?
There's science behind it, which is why I'm also starting my dance program. But it has nothing to do with that. It has the fact that dance brings joy to
yes.
everybody. When your body is in movement, there is something chemically that happens in your body.
Yes. So when I went into the fitness industry, I decided, okay, well, I need 100% fitness mm-hmm. here.
Mm-hmm.
I did all my certifications. I went to fitness conventions. Gosh, mm-hmm. we're doing about 15 a year. And present, listen to those instructors because they teach at the gyms. And then I started adding weight training, hand weights, squats, and lunges, and the whole nine yards, plyometrics,
La Blast.
While we're doing quick step,
wow.
while doing rumba, cucarachas, and squats. Who knew cucarachas and squats were
oh, wow.
actually really close? It's just one is the fitness version
yeah.
and one is the dance version. And it's all within 50 minutes. And when I do the on-demand classes, yes, I don't see the people. I'm looking at a camera.
So on-demand, like on-demand.
People at home can do it 16 times a week live streaming, or we have archive videos. I mean, I don't know how
on
many
YouTube.
We have. We have our own website. You can go to our website and sign in.
What is your website?
And it's leblasfitness.com, and anyone can enjoy 2 weeks for free. Because again, I want to sleep at night. So we're offering it for free for 2 weeks so
That's
people
awesome.
Can experience it.
Yeah.
But really, dance does so much, as it does for you, therapeutic for me. But also people can really change their bodies.
And you don't need a dance partner.
Oh my gosh. That's the beauty of La Blas, because when you go to a dance studio, you need a partner. And you can, yeah, on a Friday night party, you can take lessons one-on-one. But if you, it misses that intimacy that you have with your mm-hmm, boyfriend mm-hmm. or your spouse. But with LeBlast, your hand weights are your partner.
Mm-hmm. And well, you are your partner, and that would be perfect for me because I'm dating myself.
And it's funny because Cheryl Ladd and I were talking about it. I was in better shape before Dancing with the Stars.
That's what you said.
Than going in, because now you're on a dance floor. We're teaching. It's great for the mind, but I'm not burning the calories the way I do.
Now you 50. Are, my love.
Well, now I am. Yes, Dancing with You.
That's also lift. But your right arm.
Yeah, it's isn't it funny? It's always our right arm.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful that we're now in 10 countries. We're growing our instructor base that are teaching LeBlast. And I am really most proud that I started ballroom dancing at the age of 10 socially. Then it became therapeutic. Then it became a career. Then we went on TV doing it. And now we're in the fitness industry. And yet it's still
And you're changing ballroom people's dancing. Lives. You forgot about that.
That's the ultimate purpose for me.
You are. You have. Yes.
Yeah.
And mine.
Thank you.
I'm added
Thank
to that you. List. You've changed my life Thank for the you. Best, for the better. One more question. What changes that you've seen on Dancing with the Stars? I guess, so how, you haven't been on for how many years?
Seven. 2015, okay. Paula Deen was my last season.
What is the biggest difference you've seen from that generation on Dancing with the Stars, that me and you were both a part of, and the way it was right before you came back, like that gray area versus now? Like, what do you think the show is missing? What do you think the show did as far as a positive thing that happened to the show that is great, that was different from 2006?
Well, there's multiple questions
I
in
know.
There. But
give me the good, bad, and ugly.
For one, if you look at the cast now versus 10 years ago, you and myself and Mark are part of the first five seasons, because Mark, I think, joined season four.
No, not Peter.
Peter came way later.
Yeah.
I think season 11 or 12.
Mark joined season five.
So you have a lot of the youngsters that are now in the show. And personally, why I love it, again, I'm not, gosh, it makes me either look old or bragging about the fact that I taught most of them when they were kids in Utah.
It's the truth.
Well, yeah, but it's not about that. But what I love now to see them from the age of 10 and 12, now they're professional, they're on Dancing with the Stars. And probably 5 years ago, I would have been bitter about that.
Okay.
And now
That's
it's
good
like,
you're admitting
no,
that.
It's
You should be
it's
proud.
Good. Yes. Yeah. Well, I see it that way now.
Yeah.
But I think it might have needed this ring and two kids.
Well, and also
to kind of see, you know what? We're all in this together.
And maybe your time off.
Well, I'm definitely fresh and I love being back. And I hope this is not the last time.
No, they would really, be stupid if it was.
Well, I mean, it's not up to me. And if you know, Disney Plus, ABC, the BBC, they all want to go for younger and younger. Well, I'm getting older and older. But I'm also here to show
age
everyone.
Age is just a number. You don't look older and older.
Hopefully, I am showing that.
Yeah.
Not in my talks, but in my
in our
action.
Dancing.
And in the dancing, and I have not lost the passion.
I think we have shown it.
Well, and we have more to come.
Exactly.
And I can't wait for it. I think the show is on the air for so long for one simple reason. It takes people to another world for 2 hours a week, and then a lot of conversations during the week at the hairdresser,
the family,
nail salon, shopping.
It's a way to
calling,
get together.
Watch parties.
Yes, let's vote. Let's vote together. Who are you? It's a conversation.
And it's also good for the people that say, yeah, but Charlie is a dancer. Heidi is a dancer. Well, Cherylette is not. And Sam is not. It's the diversity that makes this show special.
And the fact that you're even talking about it.
Yes. And yeah, is it sometimes for us, you had Sam, I had Cheryl. Could you argue, well, it's unfair to us? No, it's not. Because I believe the audience, you have millions of people that will vote for Sam and Cheryl and millions of people that will go for Charlie. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm not bitter about it. I actually myself, if you were wondering at home watching, I ask for people, I'd rather have someone with no dance experience because I believe that's what the show is about.
I've had both. And I must say, I've had everyone from AJ McLean, Backstreet Boys with dance experience, to Sam Champion, for example. And it's easier to teach someone with no dance experience and easier to mold them because they don't know what it look, what feels awkward, let alone their own body awareness, let alone they have nothing to compare. They don't have bad habits.
No. And also, I believe it's the willingness.
Yes.
For someone with dance experience, I think you had that experience. All-Star season, I had Sabrina Bryan. Amazing dancer.
Wait, how was that experience? I never asked you.
Absolutely fantastic. First of all, I love Sabrina. Well,
it was your first dancer, right?
Yes, my first real dancer. Well, no, Monique Coleman in season 3.
Oh, yeah.
High School Music. She was beautiful. Yeah. She also made it to the top 4.
Yeah.
She did. I mean, don't forget, it was Joey, Mario, and you and Emmett fighting for that top 3. I mean, I don't think Monique stood any chance to
and
make
Mario.
That,
yeah, Mario that final. Yeah.
Yes. So, but anyway, Sabrina, how wonderful. She was a great, fantastic dancer, hip hop, cheerleading, even lyrical, jazz. She was fantastic. So my goal then was, how far can I push her as a ballroom dancer? And by week 6, I remember her doing the rumba. I showed the rumba of Julie Fryer and I, and I said, I'm going to give you that rumba. And she said, oh my gosh, Louis, I'm not going to say what she really said because the F word is in there. But she did such a phenomenal job. And I love her as a, you know.
I have to look at that again.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She did a fantastic job.
I'm proud of you, Louis.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. And
I'm proud of you.
I hope you know, first of all, that you're always on my mind and my heart, no matter the distance, no matter how long we haven't talked. I don't forget where I came from, and I don't forget who has helped me get there. So thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
And for believing in me. And I know I get on your nerves sometimes, but that's just the type of relationship we have. And that means I love you.
And I love it. I love you. And I wouldn't want to have it any other way.
So as always, you guys, we're going to move on to our question of the week. And so as you guys know, at the end of every episode, we need to ask the listeners the question of the week, which is, how did you overcome your fears of reaching your full potential? Or have you? Or are you currently in it? Anyway, please answer. And don't forget to email us at burkinthegame@iheartradio.com or DM us on Instagram at burkinthegame. Love you guys. And thank you again to my special guest, Louis Van Amstel, for joining us. And I'll catch you next week. Bye. Thanks for listening and coming along this journey with me. If you like what you hear, then feel free to give this podcast 5 stars. You can also follow along with my journey on Instagram at burkinthegame. And if you have any advice or want to write in, then email me at burkinthegame@iheartradio.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.